Gun theft is rising across the country. The number of robberies of licensed firearm dealers has increased 227% since 2013. That's according to new data from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And that's a pretty surprising statistic. What's going on?
Oh, right. Yeah, some very alarming numbers in the story today from Bloomberg's Polly Mozens. First off, the number of guns stolen in robberies. So in other words, when someone actually sticks up a gun shop or a gun owner. And that number has tripled since 2013 to 288 guns last year, which is not a ton. But the much bigger number, what is much more common, is a burglary, when someone breaks into a gun shop or a home when no one is around or no one is awake. And those numbers have more than doubled since 2013 to more than 7,800 guns stolen last year through burglaries. And these are all based on thefts that were reported to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So there likely are even more thefts out there that go unreported.
Does the Bureau offer any explanation for this uptick?
They're working on it, they say. An ATF spokeswoman quoted in the Bloomberg story said that they are actively looking into the data in order to identify the causation for the uptick in the crimes. But clearly, if you try to sort of think like a thief, it's easy to understand the appeal of guns. For one thing, guns aren't cheap. They can cost several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars. So if you burglarize a gun shop or a sporting goods store, you can make off with several at a time. And also, if you're a criminal who wants a firearm, buying a stolen gun obviously is more appealing because it can't be traced. So, my guess is that's likely part of the reason for the uptick.
Are there particular cities or regions where the increase has been greater, maybe places where it's easier to buy guns?
Well, if you look at the states with the highest number of guns stolen, southern states stick out at the top of the list. Texas had 769 guns stolen last year, and that's followed by Alabama, Georgia, Colorado, and Tennessee. Each of them had more than 400 guns stolen. Actually, Georgia showed a pretty big reduction in thefts. They had more than 1,000 guns stolen in 2016, so they've cut that number down by more than half.
Are there any steps that gun dealers or the government, by the way, could take to try to prevent these kind of crimes?
Well, so the ATF has a lot of guidelines for gun dealers on what they should do to secure their businesses, because most of these thefts are occurring at businesses rather than homes. And the ATF suggests everything from evaluating all the windows and entrances, even the walls and the ceilings of your gun shop, to screening employees, evaluating the store's surveillance cameras and alarm systems, protecting those security codes. But at this point, the ATF can do little more than basically offer these voluntary suggestions to gun stores. And there are some advocacy groups like the Center for American Progress who are calling on Congress to pass laws that would actually mandate security requirements for licensed gun dealers and give the ATF the authority to ensure compliance with them. So that's where the sort of advocacy groups are trying to take it.
Yeah, not sure I would hold my breath on that one, given that Congress couldn't even pass anything on bump stocks after the shooting in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.